marketing.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you can be too. To play the Harris Challenge, we need our contestants now. I've just cleared off the early birds, so you have a shot if you haven't played in the last 30 days. Call me now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones star KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in town, who play every Wednesday at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. There's no cover charge there. And they play every Thursday at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, where there's no cover charge. But there is amazing food. You want to find out more about the Well Hungarians, download their app for your iPhone or Android phone, or you can go to their website, wellhungarians.net. All right, right to our first contestant. Scott, welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
For my own personal gain. Tomorrow I'm going to play my first round of golf of the year, and so I'm just praying that it won't be ugly.
So you like to wait until it's 50 or 52 degrees before you go out to play golf. Those 60, 70, 80 degree days, that's for the wusses. Scott, are you there?
Into the ether.
I called him out for waiting for the cold weather, and he went away. Scott.
Hello?
Scott,
oh, there he is.
There you are. Hi, Scott.
Hey.
I think we lost you around the... thought you landed in the rough there for a second. All right. Enough with the golf talk, Paul.
Pulling out of the garage here at work, so...
Oh, okay. Well, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll take a look at the questions and categories that you, as our first contestant, get to choose from. There are going to be five in total, but you'll have three to choose from. Led, as always, by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two is TV's highest paid actors. Forbes magazine has just released their list of who's made the most money on TV this year, of the men on TV. And so that's that category. And category three is guys who classic rocked. Which one would you like?
Let's go with guys who classic rock.
Okay, here's how the Harris Challenge works. I always like to mention this for people who may be tuning in for the first time. I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock, and I'm going to ask Scott a series of five questions. They get tougher as they go along, worth 1 point all the way up to 5 points. If he gets them all, well, that's 15 points and a clean sweep, but he doesn't have to get all the way there. He has to get at least halfway there. In other words, 8 points or better to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts,
donuts
from the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have free movies. So we have a couple of movie passes. Maybe you'll want to see The Equalizer, which comes out on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
We have The Expendables 3. We also have Guardians of the Galaxy and a few more. Or you might want to choose a free bowling party at Crest Bowl or Kingpin Lanes. Crest Bowl is in Florissant, Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton. It includes 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane. One large, one topping pizza from Brickhouse Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes if you win. And if you do get all your questions correct for 15 points, we call it a clean sweep, and you get all the prizes. That's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
And yes, you do get a 1099 because we want to keep you on the straight and narrow with the IRS. All right, Scott, your category is guys who classic rocked. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who set his guitar on fire in front of an audience for the first time during a concert in London in 1967?
Jimi Hendrix.
Correct. What Eric Clapton song was inspired by the 1991 death of his 4-year-old son, Connor?
From Heaven?
Tears in Heaven is right. Here's your three-pointer. Which classic rock singer was backed up by the Silver Bullet Band?
Bob Seger.
Correct. For 4 points, which American Idol is now the lead singer of Queen?
Adam Lambert.
That's correct. Now for the clean sweep. Who became the lead singer of Van Halen in 1986?
Sammy Hagar.
Well known to St. Louisans as the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar is correct, and that's a clean sweep. Scott, congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your 1099.
All right. Appreciate it.
Hang on, and here comes our second contestant. Hello, Jim.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I wanted to say hi to my sister, Katie, and I wanted to advertise Pint-Sized Bakery down on Watson in South City.
Okay. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? TV's highest paid actors or State the State?
State the State.
60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Midwestern state was home to the outlaws known as the James Gang?
Missouri.
Of course. Which U.S. state was an independent country from 1836 to 1845?
Texas.
Correct. Which New England state is home to Narragansett Bay?
Massachusetts.
Rhode Island. For 2 points each, name the two states that border Lake Tahoe.
California and Nevada.
Correct. What southern state are you in if you find yourself in the Okefenokee Swamp?
Florida.
Georgia. Let's see how you did here, Jim. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four. Oh, that's only 7 points.
Oh.
And the part of the Harris Challenge rules I did not explain earlier is that if you don't win, I have to punish you. I have to do that because we're a federally licensed facility, and we follow all federal laws here, and it's right there. You can go to the FCC regulations and find this if you look. I think it's 1023.6.3B. I think that's where it is. But I do have to punish you. We haven't punished anybody in about 3 weeks on the show, so this song has been sitting in the computer waiting to come out. It is a classic. Well, you probably know the most popular version of it by Frank Sinatra. You probably don't know the version by Sid Vicious of the Sex Pistols.
All right.
I don't know the lyrics. That's right, he did it the way. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Jim.
That's okay.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. Here comes our next contestant. Hello, Neil.
Hey, hello.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hey, go Blues. I'm looking forward to the hockey season.
All right. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? TV's highest paid actors or not having a good week?
Have you been paying attention?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Neil, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which company announced this week that next year it'll begin selling a high-tech watch that can monitor your pulse?
Apple.
Correct. Which rock star was an ancient species of pig named after because it had very large lips?
Rock star? Mick Jagger?
Correct. Which of these products released a pumpkin spice version this week? M&M's, Oreos, or Pringles?
M&M's?
Oreos. Which late-night comedy show has announced that Michael Che will be the first black co-anchor of its fake newscast?
The Colbert Report?
No, it's SNL's Weekend Update. If a referendum passes next Thursday, what could be the latest country to declare independence from the UK?
Scotland.
Scotland is right, and you needed that for the win, for the five and the two and the one, for a total of 8 points, Neil. Nicely done. By the way, Apple's Apple Watch won't be out till next year, but they've already sold out of the iPhone 6 Plus.
Wow.
They're telling people who are pre-ordering them, you'll have to wait 3 or 4 weeks. Now, they won't even be in stores until next Friday, but even if you pre-ordered it, yeah, we'll get it to you in a month. That's how much demand there is for that. And yeah, there is a pig that they have found fossils of, and I don't know how from fossils you can figure out how big the lips were, but that pig moves like Jagger. And that's
I'm surprised you didn't mention that dinosaur, that dreadnought is the biggest dinosaur ever. They just found that, was it this past week?
Yeah. Who says that we're not going to?
Oh, okay.
We're not done with the Harris Challenge yet.
Okay.
But, Neil, you're a winner. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And we'll meet our next contestant. Hello, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
All right. My wife is waiting tables at Dave's World Famous on South Outer 40, and go tip her.
All right. TV's highest paid actors or not having a good week?
TV's highest paid actors.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who made $12 million this year for playing Sheldon Cooper, but will get even more next year when he's paid $1 million an episode?
Pat.
Who made $26 million this year from Two and a Half Men and an endorsement deal with Nikon and Lenovo?
Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher is right. Which NCIS star pulled in $19 million this year?
Mark Harmon.
Correct. Who made $16 million this year from starring in House of Cards, plus a TV spot for E-Trade, plus a role in the movie Horrible Bosses 2?
Not Spader, but Spacey.
Kevin Spacey is right. Five-pointer. Who made $13 million this year for starring on The Mentalist, plus endorsement deals with Givenchy and Longines? Who made $13 million this year for starring on The Mentalist plus endorsement deals with Givenchy and Longines? And there's the buzzer. Simon Baker was his name. I will be honest with you. I didn't know that either, even though my wife used to watch that show. I had to go look it up. The one-pointer, the guy who plays Sheldon Cooper, that's on The Big Bang Theory. That's Emmy winner Jim Parsons.
Couldn't remember that.
Yeah, well, let's see how you did here. You got the 2, the 3, and the 4. Hey, that's 9 points. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Tom, stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And if you have a guy named Tom, it makes sense that your next contestant would be Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Not much to tell, but I would like to say hello to my beautiful wife, Maggie.
Okay. Your category is not having a good week. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What has former FBI Director Robert Mueller been called upon to investigate?
The Ray Rice situation.
That's enough. That's enough. You're right. Which politician shouted, "Don't you know who I am?" in the middle of a brawl involving several members of her family last weekend in Anchorage, Alaska?
Palin?
Correct. Which Olympian was found guilty of culpable homicide in the shooting of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp by a judge in South Africa?
Pistorius.
Oscar Pistorius, the Blade Runner. Who has withdrawn from the Toronto mayoral election not because of drugs but because of a tumor?
Ford.
Rob Ford is right. For the clean sweep now, what was the nickname of the steel-toothed James Bond villain played by Richard Kiel, who died this week at 74?
I was worried about this, but it's Jaws.
You are correct. It is Jaws, and we've got two guys, our first and last contestants today, each got everything right for a clean sweep. Congratulations. And more importantly, thank you for saving us from double Sid Vicious. Which, by the way, you kids listening in, if you catch that Sid Vicious, you should have used a condom. Jerry, stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and that's how we play the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. If you want to take a shot at it, join me next week at that time here on the Big 550 KTRS. It's brought to you by our friends, the Well Hungarians, who have a big gig coming up tonight at the St. Charles Parks and Recreation 100th Anniversary Picnic in Frontier Park. There are amusement rides, food, and of course, this is an all-ages family show. And tomorrow night, the Well Hungarians will be playing at Big Sticks in Breeze, Illinois. And there's no cover to get in. You want to find out about all their gigs? Go to wellhungarians.net or download their free app for Android or iPhone.